And you just boil them? Is that the boil clothes?
Well, just wash them, and they wouldn't boil them, maybe.
Oh, your Sunday clothes. No, you could get good water, and they would press them. They would press them. Well, they'd have a hard time to press. Have a freaking clothes.
But you know, in them times, that's been way years ago, we used those 20-pound irons pressing clothes. And all that time, you know, people had Sunday clothes. They didn't get them dirty. And if they got some spots on them, you know, they'd just go on. That is way before them time.
What would a man's Sunday clothes be like? Would you explain that? What would they be like?
You mean in those times?
Yes, what did they call the different parts?
Well, they'd be in a manner just like they are now. Mm-hmm. Each part would be to itself, a shirt, and then the pants.
And a lot more people will overhaul more than do now. Back in the day,
people even wore overalls and shirts.
Way back, yeah. Oh, 15 late years.
And what did they wear over the shirt?
They wear a jumper.
A sweater.
We call it a jumper. Here, overall, the same color of the overall paint.
And what would the preacher wear? He'd be dressed
up. He'd have on a suit.
He just dressed commonly.
I don't know. I don't know who was preaching on when we come along. We ain't back in that day. I don't.
He dressed common.
I'm wondering, did you ever see something that buttoned? They wore between the, outside the shirt, but under the coat. What would that be called?
A vest?
Yeah.
Is that what they call
it? Yeah, they call it a vest. Fighting the Panthers.
Wouldn't have any sleeves.
Yeah, that's right. They still call them vests. Call them vests then and still call them vests.
I see. And a lady, what would she wear on her wrist?
Why, nothing.
She had a watch.
I didn't know what watch you look for. Look like.
And would she carry something for her coins?
Yes, we'd have the little purses. We'd have the little homemade purses, back in them days.
And something that she'd wear over her dress?
Well, that's right. Sweater.
Or something to keep the dress clean?
Yeah, apron.
The same word then that they have now.
Huh? Yeah.
What would you say? suppose a friend of yours came by and take you someplace. And you say, well, now you're going to have to wait a minute till my wife is ready.
Mm-hmm.
She's, what you mean to say is she's getting all, dressed or...
changing her clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What would you say? She getting all crimped up or
putting on like bad rags, a lot of call it bad.
Bad rags?
Yeah. So I'll say, let me get my glad rags on. I don't know, that's what the new name for everything. I don't give any interest or anything, but that's what I don't know, just undress. A lot of say, well, you wait till
all dolled up?
I'm dolled up.
Change my clothes.
Change my clothes. The moose would say that, let me go ahead and change my clothes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing they would say.
And if you didn't have a belt, what did you wear to keep your trousers up?
Suspenders.
And they never called them galluses?
Yeah.
They've used different names, suspenders or galluses.
I see.
I think you got a galluses now, ain't you?
Uh-huh. And